This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name is Jeff Sandhu. The fourth industrial revolution is a term that you hear increasingly regular of late. One of the biggest fears coming out from Industrial Revolution 4.0 or IR4 is the displacement of workers. And here with me today,
CM Vigneswaran from HRDF.
And Dato, we're going to talk about, you know, HRDF's role in developing Malaysia's human capital through engaging HR conference and exhibition. And before that though, you know, I talked about, you know, how people are more afraid of Industrial Revolution 4.0 or IR4 because of the displacement of their jobs. What are companies doing to mitigate this, and how is HRDF helping them to do so?
I think what the more and more companies are realizing that the Industry 4.0 is hitting them, number one. Number two, for them to survive, they need to upgrade the skills of the workforce. So we see an increasing number of companies who are sending their staff for an upgrading skills. And in a lot of instances, just say you are from a manufacturing background, a manufacturing company, we increasingly seeing a lot of companies who are sending their operators to be upgraded to either assistant engineers or assistant technicians or later to technicians level. So in a traditional workplace, you need the skills, your rotomotor skills on your hands to do certain assembly of the part of things. Now the machine is actually taking over the repetitive parts, repetitive movements and what you call on the assembly line. So the workforce needs to be upgraded in order for them to know how to use the machines.
Yeah.
So now we are seeing a lot of companies who are spending more money and time in upgrading their operators to become equivalent to assistant engineers or technicians out there. So that's happening out there. And also, there's more realization in the companies compared to a year ago when we started this conversation in the market. That time, a lot of companies was very skeptical. They said, you know, Industry 4.0 will not hit us, and these are things that, you know, in the past
have, and it's too expensive, it'll never happen.
Those kind of things. But now the companies are seeing the benefit of it. I'll give you an example. There's one company in Ipoh who one of the biggest manufacturers in Ipoh, one of the biggest company, and they are doubling up their production with the same number of workforce.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So when I spoke to the MD, she was telling me that now, again, as I said, it's doubling up the whole production, and they don't have to add additional staff. And they are using the same number of staff to do it. So it's actually a win-win situation. You upgrade your staff to do better, perform better, and they can give you a better productivity. And again and again, this team has been, going on in among the, especially among the manufacturing industry. And we are seeing that it's a positive sign.
And how is HRDF helping these organizations to understand or to help them mitigate that problem?
We have ran a lot of awareness series in the beginning. We have run a lot of talks, and we actually brought them overseas in certain cases. In fact, last month we brought a team of journalists to Germany to see themselves how the Industry 4.0 is affecting the market and stuff like that. So to further expand that, I think we have come to a point where awareness is there, but we need a bit more in-depth knowledge on how does the HR fraternity handles the Industry 4.0 situation. So what we are doing now is we are having a conference this year, and our conference is themed around the Industry 4.0. So we're working around that particular theme, and for that what we have done is we have bringing in speakers who are thought leaders in this area. And what we are trying to showcase, or what we are trying to tell the industry, is, look here, this is Industry 4.0. How do you operationalize the ideas of Industry 4.0 into your workplace? That's what we are trying to do.
All right. So HRDF is combining two flagship events, the HRDF conference and also the trainers conference, into one big event, which is happening next month.
Yes, sir.
So what's the rationale in this year?
What we want to do was if you know HRDF, we never outsource our events. Everything is run by ourselves. So one of it is, of course, the management decision that we want to save resources, and we want to get both conference run. So we don't have to do it twice a year. That's one of it. But the bigger thing is because we want the combination of trainers and also the practitioners in the same place.
Yeah.
We felt that, when we have these both of people meet together, they mingle around, so we can create a positive kind of environment, and also the exchange of knowledge will happen. That means between the trainers and also the practitioners, the trainers can download what are the experiences they have in managing this Industry 4.0. At the same time, the HR practitioners can be having positive engagement with the trainers on what are the needs for them to upgrade to that level. So this is the first time we are trying it out.
Yeah.
We want to see how it works, whether that conversation happens down there, and whether exchange of information happens down there. Then if it's positive, then we will continue it for the next years.
And what do you hope to see come out of an event like this?
Most importantly is for them to get an aha moment, I always call it. This aha moment where they can realize that there is an idea they can pick and they can bring back and they can implement in their workplace. That's basically what we want to do. Because sometimes attending conference and the crowd factor, when they have a few of the colleagues sitting down together, maybe they are not from the same industry, maybe they are from a different background, and it could be a HR practitioner. Maybe beside that, you have a HR strategist who's coming up. Maybe there's a HR director who sits in there. So again, when they have these particular discussions going on, they can get some new ideas. If you look at the HRDF conferences, we try to serve our lunch in a table manner.
Oh.
We don't have buffets. I mean, buffet system, but you sit in a table and you eat.
And you make sit with strangers.
You sit with strangers. Yeah. So the idea is to meet each other and, of course, to get different experiences from different people so you can form it to an idea and hopefully you can use it in the workplace. That's something.
And what are the benefits that can be gained by the delegates by participating in the HRDF conference and exhibition, and what can people expect from this year's event?
So this year, as I said just now, we are bringing in some top speakers who are relevant to the industry. One of the examples is Dr. Andre Vermeulen. I hope I pronounced his name right. He's the founding member and the CEO of Neuralink. And this guy has published actually 33 leading articles, and he's a workplace learning specialist with some brain assessment thingy. And I think he looks into your brain and he can tell you what kind of person you are and how do you develop a person based on
the personality. Because mindset is so important in workspace.
Definitely. That's one of it. We are bringing another person called Seema Nagarathmanan. She's actually emotional intelligence and a leadership specialist trained in Yale and Case Western Reserve University. And she has been working internationally in the fields of leadership development and learning strategy and also instructional design for more than 18 years. So this is one of the experts in the world. Melissa Swift is another person. She is an associate partner of Conferry Hay Group based in New York. And she's an outstanding speaker for cutting-edge analytics techniques that use data and analytics to supercharge HR function. It's a mouthful, I know. So basically, what we're trying to do is we are trying to get the practitioners to see how they can adapt this Industry 4.0 or data analytics into their workplace and how they can use it to make it better. So the common fear everyone has is when all these things happening out there, the common fear is whether the workplace will be redundant or not. I mean, workers will be redundant or not. And there's a lot of statistics coming and telling once the Industry 4.0 comes sweeps in, 60% of the person jobs will be lost and stuff like that. But in practice, we don't see that happening. I think we are resilient, number one. There's a fact that the machine cannot do certain things that we can do. Exclusively human can do. I think thinking, decision-making process and stuff like that, we have an exclusivity on that particular part. And what essentially happened is the HR need to realize this and they need to embrace this, these new things is happening out there, remove the fear, and how do they make it positive? I mean, how do they make things positive out of this?
Instead of thinking that you're going to lose your job, think that you could do your job twice as fast.
Exactly.
with the rise of
twice
industrial.
As efficient, more productivity.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. So companies just need to look at, Industrial Revolution, the 4.0, it's actually growing your business with the same amount of stuff instead of thinking of cutting down your stuff in order to, sustain your business. Yeah. Think of the growth that it could bring to
you. Definitely. And also, how do you quicken the decision-making process.
Yeah.
Because in one of the key elements in the Industry 4.0 is what do you call it? We call it the I.O., input and output communications out there. So the decisions is sent to you at the speed of light. And how do you harness the decisions in making into that? So, interesting enough, of course, PSMB, we are not manufacturing, we are a service center. One of the things we have done out of this so-called industry revolution is happening out there is we have started working from home. We have tested it out. Because of the ease of communication, devices available and stuff like that, you don't have to be in the office. We have tested in one of the departments, grant department. And interestingly enough, which I didn't believe in the first, the productivity went up by 20%.
Wow.
With the staff who were worked from home.
Wow.
So I was like...
there is, you know, there is benefit in
there is benefit. Yeah. And I assume it's a fact that you are happier. Because assuming that you are traveling 1 hour to work or 1.5 hours in the traffic by the time
you
get
to
the office.
Save 2 hours there already, to and back from work.
Exactly. Right? And the mental exhaustion when you come to work. And that can be avoided when you... Maybe that makes them better, works more efficiently. Mm. So we have decided in HRDF to expand the work from home to all departments because this one particular success. Of course, we told the HODs to look into how do you analyze results or product. How do you measure productivity? So again, 4.0 data analytics put into practice. And how do you measure this thing while being in the office when your workers at home doing it? So there's a trust issue. Another thing, how do you measure those things? So all this is made possible with the Industry 4.0 and also the data analytics which is happening out there. So we are taking that part in and we can apply. So what we really hope is we hope more Malaysian companies adapt this kind of things. So one of the bigger issues we have also in the market is a latent workforce. We have a lot of female, the female participation in the workforce is not that high. So we hope by, again, combining this technology and the new way of thinking, we hope people can work from home. So people can look after the children and at the same time work in the office. So this is not just purely technical, but we can actually put in a lot of other things inside.
Well, it took me 1.5 hours to get to office today and we could do 3 interviews in that 1.5 hour space of time. I'm speaking to Dato' C.M. Vigneswaran. He's the chief executive of HRDF and we're talking about HRDF's role in developing Malaysia's human capital, especially with the upcoming fourth industrial revolution. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Break from midfield. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Dato' C.M. Vigneswaran. He's the Chief Executive Officer for HRDF. And we're talking about the rise of the Industrial Revolution 4.0. And you have basically two flagship events that is now combined into one that is happening next month, though. And can you elaborate a bit on the rationale of the theme for this year's event? Big data and analytics applications for the HRDF conference and embracing learning techs for trainers conference.
So we've been talking again for the last 2 years. We've been pushing this Industry 4.0 and also the big data technology. So again, the conversations happen and the training has been going on. But a lot of companies come back to us and ask us, how do we apply all these things into our
application is hard. Yeah,
yeah. How do you apply? I mean, it's good. It's nice to hear the theory and stuff like that. You know how the machine's going to come and do things for us. But nevertheless, how do we apply in the HR sense? So that actually was an interesting conversation happened with a lot of companies out there. And based on that, we thought, okay, why don't we team our whole conference around that particular area and get speakers to talk about it. So how do you apply all these things into your workplace?
Because you know we already have the idea. We know what's coming. We know the benefits. It's the application of it. It's the phase one is the ideation and having that aha moment. We have it already because you know with the internet and YouTube and every other article is talking about how you know companies are utilizing Industrial 4.0. When we read it, we go like, yeah, that makes sense, but we don't seem to put it in place.
I think this conference, surrounding this theme around this conference, I mean, this particular theme around the conference, and we feel that you can bring back those kind of things back. That means you know how to apply into your workplace. How do you do HR analytics? As an example, there's an airline company in US actually measures the happiness of their workers daily.
So how do they do that?
They use
exactly. You see how many times the guy is smiling.
Maybe, but they have a measurement of data analytics actually. Mm. So on how people log in, how people have conversations in the emails and stuff like that. So track certain what they call keywords, and they believe that that can be used for that analytics daily. So they in fact in normal companies, I mean in companies like HRDF, we measure the climate of the workers every 6 months. So every 6 months we do a survey, we try to find out how the workers are, then we try to adjust our HR policies to cater that. We do in that in HRDF. In this particular company, which was an interesting airline, and they do it daily. So as a CEO, I would like to know every day how is my staff's mood. I mean, that because essentially that affects productivity.
Yeah.
We have seen one of the car makers company in Germany. What they do is they have this, it's not technology driven, but nevertheless, the supervisors communicate with each other. It's actually a car manufacturing facility, and they decide the break time by gauging the energy that day. So the supervisors will talk to each other. They say, look here, the energy is quite low. Maybe we should give a break so people can relax 10 minutes and come back to that, come back to work, to their workstations after 10 minutes. And maybe we can re-energize the energies out there. If the supervisor thinks the energy is fantastic, people can go on. And why don't we take the break later? Maybe we can combine two or three breaks together. So again, this is how data is being used into what you call increasing productivity out there. So there's a lot of things can be done. And so by organizing this conference, by bringing in the speakers who are star speakers to this conference, what we can do is we can sort of give some idea to the participants. So basically, that's what.
So talking about the technology disruptions, what will happen to employers who remain reluctant about this, you know, inevitable technology, that the changes that is coming our way?
They'll be left behind.
Standing still is going to make you left behind as well, right?
I mean, you don't have to go backwards. By standing still, you'll be left behind. So what we hope is we hope everyone upgrades the knowledge. And you once you get upgrade the knowledge, you can move forward with it. Ultimately, the decision of the employees actually, whether they want to be upgraded or not, and whether they want to know this particular. But one thing I would like to stress is you shouldn't fear it. You shouldn't fear it. I mean, it's happening out there. If you decide not to do anything, most probably you will be the last people standing on the manual or manual kind of jobs being done out there. Maybe it's a good thing. I mean, in hindsight.
I come from a tech background. I say it's a plus, and it's a definite benefit for any employers who are, you know, or employees who, you know, looking at it and like resisting it. I'll go like, don't resist it. It actually makes your job a lot easier.
Exactly.
So what other measures have HRDF taken towards preparing the Malaysian workforce for Industrial Revolution 4.0?
We have set up a lab in Penang with the PSDC, Penang Skills Development Center. And that lab actually displays how the IR4 actually goes in. In the lab, if you go in, you can see augmented reality products. So what we do is, for training purposes, if you take a tab, you point it to a machine, the information about what are the buttons for will come out on the machine itself.
Oh, wow.
So it will tell you this lever is for this and stuff like that. So it not necessarily you have a trainer to go to each machine with a group of people to teach you about that particular machine. So some of the job of the trainers can be taken over by tabs and stuff like that. So just point it up, it displays to you what are the function. In some cases, like the Asian Rail Academy, they have brought in virtual reality training. So if you sit in, you just wear the virtual reality device, when you look up, you are as though in a train. So you can push up the lever, you can pull down the lever, it will tell you this button works for this and stuff like that. So we are supporting this kind of different kind of approaches to training. We are, in fact, there are some trainers who are bringing in board games to do management. So again, training is not confined to a classroom teaching.
Mm.
It is not like one lecturer or one trainer sits in front and trains the other 20 or 25 people in the class. Technology plays an important role. Another example is, again, going back to the train, where it uses virtual reality or augmented reality. You just put the device on. You can have a set of wheel, and you can tell you that this is the Excel. How do you take out the wheel? How do you service the part? You can do it virtually. And later, when the practical thing comes in, you don't. That means the theory is already implanted to them. Mm. The practical thing, they just go there and need it to do it. So these are things that we've been supporting so far.
All right. And you know, this year and also, you know, the next coming years, it's set to be, you know, internet economy. Everyone's talking about this. The shortage of digital skills in the current marketplace is unprecedented, though. Mm. So how important is talent development in supporting the adoption of an organization's you know, learning technologies?
I think the theme of lack of skills is everywhere.
Yeah.
When we visited a lot of what you call first world countries and also some of the top economic countries in the world, they have the same thing. They all of them tell that they don't have the right skills for the right job, people for the right job.
Mm.
So that is happening everywhere. And what you need to do in order for you to cover the gap is for you, first of all, the companies themselves must realize what do they need. So they need to know what kind of skills do they need first, that part first. Then they can do that by running this TNA, training need analysis within the company and to see that what are the gaps between what is the expectation and what is the current level of skills, and that gap can be measured first. After you measure the gap, you can send people for the relevant trainings to actually counter that. So what we are advocating is, after the training, you need to actually measure back whether the training has affected on the productivity or not, whether it has been effective or not, and then later decide whether that particular training can be used for this particular skill gap, or do you need to send people for other training. So these are some of the measures they can take.
And where can people find out more information about the upcoming event?
We can go to our website. There's two websites. There's HRDF, www.hrdf.com.my. That's our main website. Of course, for conference, we have a specific website. We call it www.hrdfconference.com.my.
All right. Okay. So it's just, you know, go on to hrdf.com.my. You get all the information from there. You also get to see more than just the event itself. You can find out how, if you're running an organization, you can talk to HRDF and see how you can, you know, sort of work together to build that, you know, the next talent for the future employment as well. I've been speaking to Dato' CM Vigneswaran. He's the chief executive for HRDF, and we were talking about HRDF's role in developing Malaysia's human capital through engaging HR conference and exhibition. This has been Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.